It was good to see Devon, looking so splendid in his squire's raiment, but the summons made Davis uneasy. "Will he bid a sail?" he wondered. Salador San was not the only captain who felt that King's Landing was ripe for an attack, but a smuggler must learn patience.
"We have no hope of victory. I said as much to Maester Cresson the day I returned to Dragonstone, and nothing has changed. We are too few, the foes too many. If we dip our oars, we die."
Nonetheless, he climbed onto the horse. When Davos arrived at the Stone Drum, a dozen highborn knights and great bannermen were just leaving. Lord Celtigar and Valarion each gave him a curt nod and walked on while the others ignored him utterly. But Sir Axel Florence stopped for a word. Queen Selyse's uncle was a keg of a man with thick arms and bandy legs. He had the prominent ears of a Florent, even larger than his niece's. The coarse hair that sprouted from his did not stop him hearing most of what went on in the castle. For 10 years, Sir Axel had served as Castellan of Dragonstone, while Stannis sat on Robert's council in King's Landing, but of late he had emerged as the foremost of the Queen's men.
"Sir Davos, it's good to see you as ever," he said. "And you, my lord.